This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today we celebrate Kicks for Kids Day, Rockaholics, and we are so stoked to be partnered up with Mary's Place once again to put brand new shoes on local kids in need. We have a goal of $20,000, and some big things have happened in the last 20 minutes.
In the last 20, we gave some incentive because we're like, man, we're not raising enough money, so we got to up the ante. So we said, look, if we don't raise at least $1,500 in this hour, we are going to play the worst song of all time, Sarah's favorite song, WAP from Cardi B, right?
Yep.
Yep. But the radio edit version, which is awful. And we thought, okay, this is going to be a little bit of a struggle to make happen. Oh, my goodness. The Rockaholics, as soon as we said that, we've had multiple $1,000 donations. Woo! Like, we've already raised like $3,000 in the last 20 minutes. And it's a big thanks to people like, well, first off, I want to give a massive shout out to Sunshine Bradshaw on behalf of Warrior Women Law in Port Orchard, donated $1,000. Wow. And 69 cents.
Yay.
So big shout out to Warrior Women Law in Port Orchard. Also, huge shout out to Ian Smith. Donated $1,069 and said everybody has to take a hot sauce shot. Because we said, look, if you donate $69 throughout the show, put in the comments who you want to take a hot sauce shot, and they will. And man, I think, well, Ian just made us all have to do it. Adam and Jennifer Del Pazzi donated $500. I mean, there's an anonymous donation of $69 that says Sarah has to take the hot sauce shot. And I do love Michael Engelhart donated $169 and said if Steve wins at Beat Migs, Taryn has to take a shot. If he loses, he gets it. I think we'll do that for sure.
Absolutely. I'm rooting for the Rockaholic already, as usual.
But yeah, we're over $7,000 now. I think we're going to hit our goal, and I'm so happy to hear that, man. This is just benefiting the kids. As dumb as some of these things are that we're doing, this all benefits the kids.
And also, if you donate $200, we will play any rock song you want to hear. You just have to put it in the comments what song it is you want us to play this morning, Rockaholics. Thank you so much. KISW.com has all the info.
But now...
Today is Kids for Kids Day.
It's time for us to get spicy. We have a bottle of this local hot sauce by Seafire Gourmet. This is their scorpion hot sauce.
Oh, my God.
And thanks to Ian Smith, who said, hey, $1,069, I want all of you to take a hot sauce shot. So that's how we're starting the morning.
Cheers
everybody.
Cheers.
And cheers to Kicks for Kids Day. This is a terrible idea.
Chug.
Oh, my God.
It's chunky. It's chunky.
I mean, it's delicious.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, Kevin. Oh, no.
I don't have anything to drink.
Want some water?
Oh, no, it's okay.
Oh, boy. That was so bad.
That was a terrible idea.
I want to vomit.
That was a terrible idea.
We're going to be okay.
We're going to live.
We're going to be okay. Wow, that was a lot hotter than I thought it was going to be.
Tearing up.
Why don't we start with one of the mild ones first?
Sarah, this was your idea.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, my God.
We did it for the kids.
We did it for the kids. Moving right along.
Jesus.
If I can. Yesterday, I'm the crying. Mariners announced that they have fired Scott Servais as their manager, and Dan Wilson is the new manager.
Yes.
But apparently, Scott learned of his firing from a breaking news alert that popped up on social media. And this was a couple hours before he had a scheduled meeting with Jerry DePoto. So later on, Jerry addressed this during a press conference.
The worst part of it was the fact that Scott and JD found out about this over the crawl of a news channel. And that it crushes me. I know it hurts them a great deal. And I want to be conscious of that through the course of this process. But, you know, I've spoken with Dan over the course of the last 3 or 4 days once we decided that we were going to make this move. And he embraces the idea moving forward. And I think he's looking forward to whatever the future of the Mariners looks like. And I think he's always been a part of it. And I think he's going to be a part of it in a much bigger way moving forward.
I'll be honest, I didn't hear a single thing he said. My mouth is on fire. But I did hear he did an interview with like Ken Rosenthal, who then broke the news before Scott Servais found out. And some believe that maybe it was a time zone issue. Like Ken knew that he was going to get let go and maybe thought it was going to be at a certain time, Eastern Standard Time and not Pacific Time, and broke the news hours earlier. I don't know if that's the case. But man, what a crappy way to find out.
Yeah, this obviously
9 years you've been with the team, whether you like Scott Servais or not, or you're mad at him or not, he shouldn't find out over social media.
No, that's brutal. This absolutely sucks for Scott Servais. But we wanted to ask you about this, Rockaholics, whether it was a work thing, a relationship thing, or anything else. What was the crappiest way that you were let go or dumped? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Beastie Boys.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.